Okay, let's call this meeting to order. Thanks everyone for being here, board and public, and let's go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll say a brief prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for this beautiful day, and we're grateful for the wet and cool winter we've had and the cool spring, and we pray, as always, for continued moisture to keep our aquifers full and allow us to enjoy these beautiful valleys. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve and to be together as part of a community. Please bless the doings of this board and this community, that things will be done wisely and in a unified way. We ask thy protection, and we thank thee for all that we have. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and get a roll call, starting down there with you, Roger.
Roger Childress, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Corey Ellsworth is present.
George Korkowski, present. Steve Bowen, present. Victor.
Victor Tile, present.
Thank you, Victor. We have a quorum, a full quorum. I'd like to call for a motion to approve the minutes of the April 27th.
Motion to approve minutes, I did say.
Second. All those in favor of approval, say aye.
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 All those opposed, aye. Nay. Thank you. So let's go ahead and get to reports to the board. The first one by our WIFA EUSI program manager, Paul. Paul, you've got the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're currently working on a one-page dashboard-type report that would be published to the public on a biweekly basis, so twice a month. And it would show the active project, it would show the progress on the active project, have kind of overview map, a few graphics that would let people know, the public, you know, we're at 20% of the project, those kinds of things. We also will have, that will be an excerpt from our normal reports that we work on weekly internally and things like that. And so it won't be a lot of new information that costs a lot to put together or too burdensome, but it should be something that the public can easily see what neighborhood are we working in and kind of where we at. Construction activities, the Cool Pines project is active right now. We had a good report. They're installing replacement pipe up U Trail. Woodland Heights, we expect it to start in September. Whispering Pines, we expect it to start in October. Deep Well, we expect it to start the drilling operation in September. And we expect that following the drilling and testing of that well by the driller, that we should have the well functional approximately a year after that. Electrical equipment is a very long lead item on all water projects that we're working on in other districts. Delivery of the main transformers and switchgear service entrance sections are now 80 weeks out. And so we're working right now with the engineer that will be designing that equipment to get an idea of how much horsepower is likely to take, so that we could go ahead and pre-order some of that long lead equipment. We're pretty sure it's going to take about a 15 horsepower pump, and then we have a booster and other kinds of things that be on the site. So even though we don't know exactly how much water we'll be pumping, the district could make a decision to go ahead and pre-order those kinds of items and get a head start on that very long lead item.
And that's mostly with APS, right, Paul?
APS has its own schedule. We have to bring power to that site, and then they have their own schedule for things. So once the engineer can give them an idea of the power required at the site. They can begin their design work. Their design work and delivery of power to the site would be well within the timetable for the service entrance section and transformers and things like that. So we're trying to...
Paul, you're cutting in and out again, so... Anyone else is having problems?
I'm not sure we're going to be able to do anything about it at this point, Victor. We've got extra microphones and speakers, and I got a feeling it's a bandwidth issue. But you can try that, Paul. Just hold it down till the light comes on.
So we're going to put together the estimated power load for the new well, so that we can get the information to APS. Is that better? Victor, is that better?
I think it's bandwidth problems.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just proceed ahead.
Yeah, internet problems, yeah.
Mountain High Excavating has been awarded the White Oak Cedar Meadows project. That'll be 4,500 feet of pipeline. The duration of that project is 90 days. We'll be working on scheduling that work. We expect to go out to bid for the water line replacement in portals 1 and 2 in September. We expect to have a 90% set of drawings of We'll be out in the area doing potholing, which is to have the geophysical equipment come out and determine where the rocks and the hard dig and things like that. So we expect that during the next month or so. We are involved in with the district treasurer in processing the pay distribution activities. And we're working with district staff. They have several capital projects that are district-funded. Tanks at Tomahawk and Milk Ranch have been inspected and refurbished. We still have a little more work on both of those to do, but they will not be out of service. Booster stations at BBT, K2, and Kelly Circle and Tomahawk have all been upgraded. This is to have better reliability in the system, especially going into the summer. We went ahead and installed equipment back in Milk Ranch 1 to make sure we had that available to us, and we're in the process of securing redundant pump and motor equipment and whatever else is needed for our largest well, which is Milk Ranch 3, to be sure that if we had any problems with that it wouldn't be out of service any longer necessary in tank farms, and no branch wells, as I indicated, are both back in service. We're reviewing water supply and water demand assumptions that impact the moratorium, and be working with the district board to provide input so that they can make good policy decisions on that. I'd entertain any questions.
Hey, Paul, hopefully you can hear me. What's our percent completion on Cool Pines right now?
We just got started. Our second pay request just came in, and I don't know if it says on the pay request this morning. We just got it 10 minutes ago.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I'll have to get back to you that. But it's they're just going up the first section of Ute, so I wouldn't expect that it's much more than 10%.
Okay. And then I think you mentioned for the new well that where the board can help you is to procure some equipment early. Is that something you can prepare and so that the board can take a look at it?
Yeah, what we've done is we've asked the engineer that will be designing that to schedule a meeting with the electrical engineering design team for our project meeting next week. We're meeting on Wednesday, and we'll begin the process of determining what APS would need from us in order for us to get in line and move forward with the APS supply. And then as soon as we have an idea of the total load, and we can start requesting quotes for the main service entrance section, those long lead items.
Okay. And the last item I have on Coopines is, I know last time we had requested in addition to flyers that you also had an email blast so that people who may not be at home would also know that work was going on. Was that put in place or you're still working on it?
We talked with the contractor and the engineer that's our project representative about making sure that we had a document that was not only going to be a door hanger for moving forward into the next area in the community, but that we had a document that we could post on the website.
Which I took the liberty of creating, got permission from the board, and we posted it, and it has been emailed.
So the answer is yes. It has been emailed.
Answer yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that the email was also being used. I know Steve put together an electronic flyer as well. So if you could just all work with Christy that going forward, you know, if there's activity happening or there's an update, that we also notify people via email.
Yes, sir.
Vector, Cool Pines is about 40% complete. That includes stored 40? Materials. Yes. Part of that is stored materials.
Great. So those are the things I know you're working on, that one page dashboard called based on what I sent over. But these are the kind of things that are probably good to highlight, you know, percent complete, what are the issues and risks that we need to mitigate. And that'll be good if we start reporting it that way. So I'm assuming we're maybe a couple of weeks away from that, or is it?
We're waiting till you come back, Victor.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes,
you're gonna be back in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
If
you have the dashboard, I'll be right there. So.
Yes, sir. We have a bi-weekly meeting, and based upon our discussions this morning, I'm pretty confident that we'll have the a document that can be published in the public.
And I think, as we've discussed, I think Victor and I discussed that we may have discussed in smaller groups, but it's good to get a dashboard, and then it'll take 6 months, 12 months to get it where we feel it feels. I don't mean the data being right, but the data points, the items on the dash, right? It just, those things iterate.
And then we have many projects coming in the future, so this effort is a good effort, because once we have the template, then we can just drop the information in. I took the liberty of having a few pictures of the progress so far, and this would be the crew out there working in the trench to lay the pipeline. I'll leave these here for people to look at. So you can see on the projects that they're down in the trench putting in the new C900, very robust, strong pipe with ductile iron fittings that are secured in there so they can't come apart. All of this is first class, high quality stuff. It's unlike the material that they're replacing, which is thin wall and not installed very well. This picture is a little blurry, but it shows that they have a saddle on the pipe, and that that's for each service connection. They have that, and that's all secured very well. This is a picture of a couple of the service connections that they put in, and this is all inspected.
If you're sharing pictures, it's not displaying.
Yeah, it's for the people. It's for the people here, Victor. We can't share it online right now. Without losing the audio.
Okay.
So then you can see in the trench that they not only have tracer wire, but they also have a tape that is above the pipe. So if somebody's out there digging, they would run into this tape and say, oh, there must be something underneath here. So this is all first-rate quality as far as how things are done. And then the service lines, when they connect it to those fittings that you saw on the main pipeline, they run the plastic called PEX from there out in the side trench. They'll run it out where the meter is going to be, and then they can go ahead and do the backfill, get out of the street. In prior projects, they've gone through and done the main line, and then they've come back and dug up the trench and dug the road up twice. And so this, they determined, would be less problems for the citizens and be able to come through one time and do their main excavation. In your community, we also have some very hard dig situations. Sometimes they have to put a big jackhammer on the back of the excavator and pound away and break things up. And so the good thing is, when you look at these pictures, you'll see that the trench is very clean. They put in special shading underneath the pipe and shading on top of it, which is a fine inch minus gravel, and compact that in good shape. And so in some of our applications, when the crews go down to work on the pipe, it's laying right on rocks. And so as things freeze and thaw and move like that, that causes breaks and leaks. And so all of this new stuff is going in first class according to the standards in the industry. So I'll just leave these for folks to peruse. Any other questions?
Any other questions for Paul? Thank you, sir.
Paul, what did you say went below the pipe on the rock?
So they dig a trench, yeah, and they over-excavate. And so they put about 6 inches of fine material that's, if you ran it through a screen, that is 1 inch minus as far as 1 inch opening. Whatever will go through that 1 inch opening is how fine the material is under the pipe and on top of the pipe, 6 inches above the pipe. And they compact that, and then they start backfilling there. Every foot, they run a compactor on it to compact it down, and put another foot in, they run a compactor, and then at the end, we have a third-party inspection company come in to inspect the compaction, and that way we know that we won't have, we'll have minimal settling.
Thank you very much. The treasurer's report.
The treasurer's report will be reported on the website tomorrow or Monday at the latest, most likely. But I wanted to bring your attention to the report that's called the budget report. On that budget report, you can see what our approved budget was last year, what we've used this year, and what the percentages to date are still left of the budget and for this year. And we're still in very good shape. We're within budget on everything other than one item. We had a massive amount of infrastructure repairs this year. Big sections of pipe breaking, and paving is the most expensive part of these infrastructure repairs. To do that is very, very expensive. And then the capital projects that the district is doing, I also added a column at the end so that you can see the percent complete as of April 30th, which is what these dates all are. This will be updated for the new year, and then we'll know how much capital project money we have to carry over to the next fiscal year, which is part of the budget that will be presented today. And then we also have the USDA construction on here, which gives you the dollars spent on the projects to date as of April. But as you can see, we're just now getting into the construction. So this is the first big construction application we've had so far in the USDA projects. So there's, the money's going to be going fast and furious now. but it's all funded through WIFA, so we just send in requests to them for the funds each month after the contractors and engineers bill us, and then we get the funds from them and we pay them. We don't ever use operational funds for these capital projects that we're doing other than the district ones.
I'd like to just add some kudos. The last 2 years we've been trying to spend that money and come up with projects. This year we finally did it.
Yes.
We selected good projects and we spent the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also on the expenses, I was looking at the operations, field labor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, down to equipment replacement.
Yeah.
Those are before you get to WIFA and things like that.
This is all district funds.
Yes, district funds.
Right, and we're running. We have, what is 2 months?
2 months left.
Which is how much percent of a year?
1/12.
1/12 or?
I'm
17% of the year. And we have about, thank you, my brain isn't functioning. And we have about 26%. In other words, year to date, we're running favorable.
Yes. Yes.
And in some of those, that's good. Some we wish we were spending it, but it's a good budget report.
This was the best year I've seen in the last 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Also, I might add, when we review these projects at our weekly meetings, we really focus on pumping capacity, reliability, sustainability in regards to these kinds of projects that the staff and subcontractors are implementing. So it's not just fancy stuff, it's meat and potatoes as far as being sure that the pumps will work, that the wells will work, so that they're there for us when we need it.
Yeah, I think overall it's just a good picture on the financial side.
Yes.
And thank you for that commentary as well. Mm-hmm. Sharon, anything else we need to talk about?
No, I think so, unless anybody has any questions.
No.
Pete, Sharon, it's Victor. Great job on this, by the way. I just had a question. With the remaining period that we have, are there any opportunities for us to even accelerate some of the, you know, like equipment maintenance or district projects that you think we can do, or they all should be planned for next year?
Right now, we've done as many district projects that we can get done within this fiscal year. Our deadline is June 30th for having them done. We don't want to carry district projects from 1 year to the next year. And as far as the equipment replacement, remember we've got a couple trucks coming still in this fiscal year. We
right.
don't have those
so
yet.
I was just thinking, are there anything similar to those if we can accelerate while we still have room in this year's budget?
I don't think so, Victor.
Okay. So I'll have this question also for the next budget year, but how about conservation? Are there any budget dollars that we can channel towards any conservation?
Why don't we discuss that offline here, because it's going to take up a lot of time getting a meaning of what conservation is and what type of funds those would be, Victor.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, any other questions or comments on the budget? On the treasurer's report, I should say. Let's go ahead and move to the secretary's report. Larry?
None.
That was a quick update.
Yeah.
Vice chairman's report, George.
All right, I'm gonna wing this rather than read it. I've been tweaking the model for the moratorium release and fine-tuning it, adding things such as some examples would be, at a minimum, we have 300 meters a month that are always zero reads. That was added to the model, so it gives us more available supply. I've also done some other things around looking at the firm capacity. Originally, our firm capacity well was about 100 or 85, which is our biggest well. We've since, as Victor was saying, we've since purchased replacement parts for everything in there. So basically, if it goes down, we can have it repaired in a day or two. So now we've moved it down to the second well, which is far smaller, about 32 gallons per minute. And all I can say is, as I'm crunching these numbers, everything is looking extremely favorable. We are going to meet, the board's going to meet, we're going to discuss this in more detail. We're also going to discuss a possible release plan as we go forward. But I'm not going to say when that's going to occur, but my goal is to have a release plan and the board online with this as soon as we can. And I'll leave it at that, I guess for now.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Any commentary there? Okay. Thank you.
Excuse me. I have a question for George.
I can't answer questions. I'm sorry. I really can't. It's against.
Oh.
It's against policy. The board can't answer direct questions.
Oh. Okay. Well, it was about something you just said, but that's okay.
Well, talk to me afterwards.
Okay.
If it's something I need to clarify.
Okay.
Let's get our district, our attorney's report. Steve W.
He's on the call.
Thank you, George.
Hello, can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, great. Quick update, and not much has really changed since the last time we spoke. I have continued to be working on the issues related to issues raised by the community, answering those questions. I'm almost done with a draft report, which I will then get some feedback from the chairman and board member Tao, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. As far as other legal work, still looking at the right-of-ways and getting those final draft opinions on the easements for the work that's still ongoing. There's two more to go. Other than that, I don't, you know, there's been quite a few small issues pop up about moving meters or how are we going to, I guess, allow meters to be dispersed when the moratorium is finally ended. Those are not as much legal questions as they are questions for the board, and we just properly frame them that way. But I have been providing my input, whether it's legal or just practical. It's a little bit of both sometimes when it comes to cases like that. And finally, we haven't had any further movement on the Wilson matter, the claim for the $9,000 or so. I have spoken to a few people who were involved in that, and at some point we do want to respond. So it'll probably be at the next board meeting where we have a quote-unquote official response from the board to the continuing claims, but that's roughly all the work that I've been doing. Just trying to think if there is anything else. If nothing pops into mind, those are the big ticket items that I've been assigned so far. So that's it.
Thank you, Steve. Any comments or questions for Steve from the board?
I just have one question that I'm not sure if it's Steve or somebody on the board, but I've seen a couple of emails from people in the community, and nobody has responded to them, so they've asked who's supposed to be doing that. Is that?
Well, Larry's done some response.
I would think there are responses.
Yeah, I think
there are
responses.
It might be a situation where the person doesn't like the response.
Well, it also thinks that's a good question. I was going to raise it as well in my report that some of the things raised by the community are tied up, not tied up, but are being part of what Steve, our attorney, is doing, right? But some of them are more tactical and more quickly answerable, and some of those we've gone back. Unicast, Larry's responded, I've responded to a couple, I've had dialogue, but if you're continuing to get questions, I personally know of about two issues where I think that I own it and I'm late. So that matters to me, and we're going to get to that as quickly as we can.
Well, I just want to make sure we respond.
Yeah, we don't want to go slow on the responses. Whether sometimes the response is we're working on it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the response is not an answer that someone wants to hear, but it's important to communicate where we are. Silence implies a whole lot of nothing.
Right. Okay. Well, previously, Corey, I thought it was up to the chairman to respond.
And I've been trying to take those. So, okay. Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Chairman's report, there's so much more to do, but I'm pleased with I just wanted to comment that the budget that we're finishing and the budget that we're preparing, we'll talk more about the budget soon, but the work being done, as Paul was talking, I was thinking about, you know, in the past, you know, maybe someone will remember to thank all of us in 30 years when the next time it needs to be replaced, then it looks good and the water loss isn't the same, right? We've had... We're establishing an infrastructure for the district that will allow it to be robust for a long time, and that's exciting to me. I should just stop there. And thanks to George for the comments. We will be meeting an executive session soon to talk about moratorium issues. I would just echo George's positive sentiments, and I'm going to be very careful not to make any commitments, but we're in a hurry to move in the best direction for the district, so I'll leave it there. Let's go ahead and move to item number 7, consideration and discussion of general unscheduled comments from the public. All right, we have one from Kathy.
Okay.
Leonard, is that right?
Yes, Leonard.
Leonard, sorry.
That's okay. I know my writing is horrible, and it's embarrassing to say that I was a teacher, too. But, and some of the questions have already been answered, because I haven't been keeping up coming to the board meetings. But where is the new well being dug? And maybe that was already said. The deep water well?
It was not said here today.
Oh, okay. Can you not say, or?
I think we can.
I would allow. Yeah, please. Just that's so simple. Just give her the address.
It's in Strawberry.
Oh, okay.
On what's the road? I'm sorry.
North Rimview.
That's enough to know.
North Rimview Loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the old McKnight property that the district purchased.
Okay.
It already has an existing well we've used since 97.
Okay.
And now we're putting the deep well there.
Okay, and this is part of the rumor that I heard today, that this well is going to produce 2 to 3 times more than we hope, any well that we have.
No, that's a pure rumor.
Okay, not less than what we have.
Fingers crossed.
Okay,
let's say. Fingers crossed.
And then this was the other rumor, which I thought doesn't even make sense, that there's only 3 employees, when something breaks down, that there's only 3 people that go out and fix it. Which doesn't make sense, but...
Don't believe what you read on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not true.
Okay, all right. And then one of the ones I will just write Paul with a question. And who is it that writes the grants?
Well, right now we're not doing any grants.
Okay.
We don't. All of our funding is loan with forgivable principal or a portioned grant.
Okay.
For instance, the USDA funding is $26 million, and a little over $1 million of that is a grant.
Okay. All right. Because one of our neighbors writes grants for ASU, and he says, well, maybe they'll need some help here.
Get us a name.
Okay.
Just in case we need it in the future.
I will, when I talk to you about whatever else I have, then I'll give that to you or to somebody. Okay, that's all.
Thank you, Kathy. Super. Thank you. Beth Pearson.
Yep.
Can I just read it?
Yeah.
Beth would like to an update on the manager position.
It's been advertised.
Did we put a close date on that?
We did not put a close date on it, and we probably should have.
So there has been at least two applicants that I've seen. We're going to put a date on it, close it, take those applicants, have the discussion, and I would also say, just like with the moratorium, at least my view is we're kind of in a hurry. We want to move forward. I think that's what I can say. That's what we can say. Those are the facts.
Okay. I just think when, like last month, you guys were going into executive session to talk about a couple of things, it would be great at the next meeting if you could give an update if anything was decided, or even if it's not, just for more communication with the public.
Great. Totally agree.
Victor, that would be a good job for you.
We're already working on it.
So hey, Corey, the only thing I would add is, you know, our kind of plea to the community, we've changed or clarified the job posting. And if there's any interest or anyone that they know, maybe they could make them interested in the job to spread the news so we can expand our candidate.
Excellent. Yep. Good point. Good point. Kevin, I know, where'd you go? There you are. About when you can expect service. So we discussed a little bit outside, and probably nothing more we can say to that right now. Right. But go ahead.
I understand. The real thing that we bought the lot maybe 6 or 7 years ago, we had a letter saying we would get it, you know, as part of our due diligence before we purchased. And then the moratorium came along. And then another fellow bought 14 lots up there, and he's got a water meter. So I'm a little, you know, tweaked about that. Anyway, that's just, I just want to state it because, to my knowledge, that did happen. And it doesn't seem fair or right that someone that purchased previously to him should not have preceded him in being given a water meter. Other than that, I do appreciate everything I've heard here tonight. It's the first meeting I've attended, and I know you're working hard to do it, and I'm hope I'm way up on the list, so I hope that I'll be quick to receive one myself.
Great.
So, I understand you can't commit other than that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin, last name again?
Runstrom.
Runstrom. Okay. Thank you. I think those are the blue cards we have. Anyone sitting on one?
Online.
Online, anyone with a blue card comment? Okay. Thank you. Let's move to number 8, which is old business. The first item is discuss and review the proposed budget for fiscal year 2024. Over to Christy.
Round two, so a few changes from the last proposed budget. This budget includes the debt service payments to WIPA as well as the remaining amount of $16,500,000. So that was reduced from the original estimate, largely because some construction is moved and some of those funds have been used in this fiscal year. The budget proposed reflects significant increase in operational infrastructure expenses and a reduction in administrative expenses. So I expect to spend less money on admin next year and more money in the field. In-house capital improvement projects, such as well rehabilitation, which is largely what's been going on this year, that'll be funded with next year's estimated positive net position in the amount of $920,000. So we do hope to get quite a lot of work done next year. That doesn't include the estimated rollover amount of $300,000. So those two numbers together, so about $1.1 million or so, we hope to have for next year's capital improvement projects. And that's funded, those are, that funds in-house projects, so Pine Strawberries work. All these items are calculated using the district's first 10 months of revenue and expenses, annualized to 12 months. Per the RCAC rate study, 3% increases to both income and expenses are included. Additionally, the budget includes fee revenue for releasing 60 meters over the next 12 months beginning July 1st. That's tentative on board approval. Any questions?
I have one, and this might be for Paula. We've identified the old wells that we could rehabilitate, right? How many are there? How many?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Board, we expect 3 to 4 wells will be on that list, and it's kind of a process under which you speculate, do a plan, put a budget together, and then you go in, you pull the equipment, inspect the well, and then you really set the plan forward based upon what you actually find. In the past, the district's plan has been run to fail, and then put new equipment in. And so what we're trying to do is look based upon the most important wells, are they good? And then the next tier and the next tier, and make sure that we don't have a whole bunch of wells that we've basically not spent any time or effort with, and then they all come to failure at the same time. And so typically a well would want to be pulled about every 5 years if you aren't having any trouble with it, and sooner if you have a well that produces sand or has had a reduction in pumping.
So those 3 to 4, that's included for this $920,000?
That'd be my estimate today. And of course, as we check the wells on a weekly basis, we check level once a month, and then we check water production every week. And if we see the gallons per minute falling off, or if we see the level going down, then that gets moved up on the list.
Thanks.
It's not really the budget. It's a related question to the budget, though, which is, I think people will understand their price going up because we've all seen it. And what's the last 12 month CPI is up 6 or 7%, right? But nobody likes to see it go up, and they like to understand why. What is our process around letting the community know in advance, if possible, what we're doing with prices and why?
So last year, the RCAC did a study and a rate study for us. It was directly tied to the USDA loans. In that, the study showed that in order to afford our debt service and afford our payments going forward, we were going to have to increase our rates by 3% was what the board had ultimately agreed on and approved. So each year, I didn't bring it with me. Anyway, each year I will basically follow the RCAC rate study for what the rate that we're going to charge.
And that will be reviewed by the board and approved.
Yeah, that's actually a separate item.
It was something that was reviewed and approved last year. Okay. So at this point, we have to post it in the newspaper. We have to post it twice. Okay. And so we'll do that coming up once the board approves the budget, right, then we'll be posting that in the newspaper. So to inform the public, we post it in the Payson Roundup, separated by 2 weeks.
Okay. And I wonder, again, if you... Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, Christine, can you help us with a timeline on, like Corey was asking us, if we think it's going to be in place by such a day, backtrack that for us and how we can create a communication to the community.
Okay,
more than just the usual, newspaper.
No, in this case, Victor, it's a very bureaucratic process. So every year, the date will be a hard date. It will be the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th. The new rate will then take effect on July 1st of the new fiscal year. The rate will always be posted in the paper in pretty much the month prior to when it becomes official. So 2 weeks separated, that'll happen in the month of June, which is why it's the budget's being presented today at today's meeting to be approved. Timeliness is of the essence.
Is this approval or is this a second showing?
Yeah.
This is the second showing, and I hope the board approves it.
It's the approval that has to be done for the proposed budget, because the proposed budget has to be published, and then the final budget has to be published after the June meeting. And Victor, with regards to the rate study is online for everyone, and it has schedules in there of what the increases are going to be the following years. The first year it was 6% and 3%, but subsequent years it's 3% and 3% for the next 5 years.
Okay, yeah, what we need to do then is, I know it's there, we need to start lifting that information and create official communication. If this is going to be approved, if it's going to be effective July 1st, in my mind, we're already late. We need to send this communication out.
The communication was already sent out, Victor, in the past, though.
Right, it follows a very bureaucratic process. The timing is set.
Well, I understand. We follow that process, but we still communicate.
That's fair.
Regardless of what that bureaucratic process is.
What I'm saying is after it was approved, we did communicate it in this meeting, and we presented it to the public already. It's not something that wasn't presented.
Well, and I think just a quick comment, which is we need to follow all the bureaucratic piece, but it would be great, for example, to get an email from the district saying, hey, you know, this has been posted before, but just so you know, your bill is it August? Is that when the first bill will come that's higher?
Yeah, this year we're going to include electronic and additional communication medias beyond just the pace and roundup.
So I'll make sure we raise that as one of the things to discuss in subsequent meetings, right, is the communication process rather.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say there, Corey. I mean, we know it's been approved. We know it's been previously communicated, but it's incumbent upon us to start reminding people that it's coming up really soon.
And you're coming back when, Victor?
Just in time to do all of these communications.
All right.
And this is Steve Wayne. I just want to interject real quick because you know, the statement that it's bureaucratic is true, and the reason it is because you have a statutory process you have to follow, and so it does get pretty cumbersome, but there's not much we can do about that.
But does Steve, it doesn't preclude us from adding communications, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just at the point. When somebody says it's bureaucratic, it's a lengthy process and all that, everybody's first reaction is to say, hey, how can we streamline it, make it easier, a little bit more user-friendly, if you will. What it does require by statute is essentially you have a meeting, you adopt a preliminary budget, that all gets stated that you're going to go through this process, blah, 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 end up in another meeting with the second budget that gets approved. And then the rate per set. So it's not an easy process. I really shortened it down right there on how to proceed. But I just want everybody to know that it's not an easy, simple process that we can streamline. But getting communication out to people, telling them what the proposed rates are, the proposed budget is, I mean, that's entirely up to the board and how they want to proceed.
Super. Thank you for the clarification.
Sounds good.
Any other questions on 8-1, which is the budget? We're good?
I would like to make a motion to pass the preliminary budget. Is that what we need to do?
Is that what we need to do, Sharon?
Yes. Yeah,
sure. Is there a question? Can
we get a second on that?
I'll second.
All those, we have first and a second. All those in favor of, what's the wording? What do we need to say on this one?
Yay or nay?
All in favor, yay.
Yay.
All against nay. So we've passed round 2 of 3, right, on the budget. And
well, we've passed the proposed budget.
The proposed budget.
Yes.
The final budget will be in June.
Yes.
Got it.
But the proposed has to be published.
Got it. Oh, I see.
That's why we do it in
that's
May.
Why we did what we did.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, and Christy, again, I mentioned this before, right, and I know that George said that there's definitions around conservation, but the proposed budget, I'm okay with it proceeding, but we may need some more information from you if there's room in the budget for conservation based on whatever definition we come up with.
Right. So far, funds allocated to conservation research and such are within the administrative budget. if there's something greater that wants to be worked out, that would have to be discussed at a later time.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. 8-2 in old business is community relations. Victor, could you speak to that?
Yes, I can. Hopefully you guys can hear me because you guys are turning in and out. We actually had the first meeting with the committee just to confirm the membership, because I just wanted to make sure that based on the mission and the goals that we had, that everyone was in sync with it. So that was all confirmed. So the members from the community are Larry Swanson, Beth Pearson, Rebecca Hidalgo-Rains, Casey Moyers, Milo LeBaron, and in addition to myself, the other board member that would be included in the committee would be Corey. Right now, we're gathering agenda items for the next meeting. We are also going to meet next month with the hope that it's probably going to drop down to quarterly once we've got our basics down. So far, it's been received well. Everyone's expectations seems to be lined up in terms of improving the relationship with the community and not necessarily targeting a specific issue. We hope to continue with our first official meeting in June, and that we will have in front of the committee the several agenda items that we can discuss and elevate to the board if needed.
Excellent.
So are you going to be putting together a communication plan there for us to look at, Victor?
Sorry if that was a question for me. I was kind of...
Yeah, I'm just wondering if your team's going to be putting together a communication plan.
Yes, we do. In fact, that's one of the things that we are going to put forth and approve by the next meeting in June. One of the things we agreed as part of this communication plan is that the committee will communicate as a group and as a team, and that none of the communications will go through social media. It will be through official channels. So at least that's a good first step, George.
Yep, I like that. And let's make sure we have a good understanding of what communications your team deals with and which ones they don't, because there are going to be some that probably need to stay internal.
Yeah, I think I got the gist of that, but...
Okay, I'm
good. Cutting in and out, but I can work with you, George, if there was anything there that I didn't respond to.
It's okay, Victor. You still owe me a beer.
Even if you could understand you, he would say you didn't. Thank you, Victor. Any other comments on community relations and communications? All right, let's go ahead and move to item number 9, which is potential agenda items. I had a few. Could we put on the agenda to discuss where we are with the manager position next time?
Yeah.
Could we, of course we know we're going to have to talk budget.
We have 3 hearings, rate hearing, tax levy hearing, budget hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a public hearing meeting.
Within the board meeting.
Yeah. Moratorium update, that might just be handled in your update, but to make sure we talk about it. And then I'd like to, it could be bundled into communications, but I'd like to make sure we talk about the price increase communications. And I think this set of things that Steve is doing, Steve Ween, can be handled in his update in terms of the items from the community. Those are the items I had.
Mr. Chair, I definitely would like it on the agenda for next month.
So, yeah, let's throw it on there specifically as the, what do we want to call it?
Good question. Let me get back to you with that, but we'll know what's on there.
Okay. Any other items?
We will also be publishing the tax rate schedule when we publish this budget.
Okay.
Or the rate schedule, not the tax rate schedule.
Yeah.
Rate schedule.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Any other comments? Otherwise, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I so move.
A second.
First and second. And all those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, board, and thank you, community, for being here. And
take 5 minutes.
And yeah.